This is In Focus on News Radio 1350 KMAN.
Good morning. Welcome to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, joined here in studio today by Dr. Sue Nelson, clinical professor in the Pet Health Center with Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine. Dr. Nelson, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Always a pleasure to talk to somebody here from the Vet Med. And, you know, we had a busy weekend here in Manhattan. One of the things that happened was open house Saturday at K-State, and I understand the College of Veterinary Medicine was one of those places that people could come out to.
Yes, indeed, and it's actually a really popular one for open house as well. So there are tours of the Vernier Hospital, which we have it's very cool to see if you've never seen it before. We have a lot of student booths with their different groups that are represented, behavior groups, and all of that, where they're going to have their displays out there for kids to ask questions. There's usually a lot of different crafts and games for them to do as well. And let's not forget the animals for them to see.
Yeah. Is that typically a good kind of a recruiting tool maybe here to get potential vet students?
Oh, it is. Yeah. Everyone, when they're a little kid, wants to be a vet almost because it's pretty cool. So, yeah, playing with those animals.
Yeah. And we were talking here ahead of the show that that's pretty student-run facility up there.
It is, yeah. So the students take a large part of open house, getting that together. And then when they get to clinics, they also play a large role in helping us with our patients.
Cool. That's very good. And it was such a beautiful day Saturday for most of the day. And then it kind of led into some thunderstorm activity. We had a lot of rain on Saturday. And I know that one of the topics we're going to talk about here today is you know, pets and the thunderstorms and maybe, you know, how they deal with it.
Yeah, so especially the dogs, we have more of a problem with cats. They just kind of go hunker down and hide somewhere if they're scared of the storms. But dogs can actually harm themselves quite a bit. Some of them will try to go through doors, go through screens. They can run off. They get quite scared of the thunderstorms. A lot of these dogs do. The good news is they don't have to suffer. You can talk with your veterinarian. There are medications that can be prescribed. There are pills. There's an oral gel that's been out for a couple of years now to help them not be so anxious and so afraid when the storms roll through. The key is to have these medications on board before the thunderstorm hits. Once the activity is actually started and the booms and lightning are going, it's a little harder for these drugs to be as effective.
I was going to say, I would imagine it'd be difficult to give them a pill here while it's happening here. So if you know that there's thunderstorm activity maybe going to happen later in the day.
Yeah, I think a general rule of thumb is if there's at least a 50% chance of storms, probably ought to medicate your dog before you go to work.
Okay. And, you know, and it's always tough given your pet medicine here. What do you suggest maybe put it in their food here or?
Yeah, so depending on the medication, a lot of these are pills. So a lot of dogs will eat them wrapped in cheese. If no one has peanut allergies at home, you can do peanut butter. There's products called pill pockets where you can put the pill inside and then kind of squeeze them shut. It's a little soft chew and hide them. So there's a lot of things to try to be sneaky and get these into your pet and make them think it's a treat.
Okay. As far as why certain animals get phobias here when it's thunderstorms, I mean, is there science that shows why this happens?
I don't know if we know why. We do seem to see it as they get older. We see a few more phobias. Same reason why some people get anxious on planes, I guess. Not everyone gets anxious when they're in planes. Others get quite anxious when they're on planes. I think they are – one thing we do know, they're a lot more sensitive to those barometric pressure changes and their hearing, just all their senses are so much finer than what ours are, and they can detect so many more things that I think those little things that maybe just bypass us, they're detecting and can set them off.
Well, let's say you're sitting at home and your pet is thunderstorming outside. How can you comfort them? I mean, just have them on
your lap. Yeah, so things you can do is try to pull your blinds so they don't see the lightning flashes. Maybe run your TV very loud, or if you have a white noise machine, have them in rooms. Some dogs are fine if they can just hide in their crate or hide in a closet or under the bed, and that's all it takes for them as well. So being there, and if you get too much comforting with the okay, sometimes it might actually escalate their fear because they're kind of being reinforced that the fearful is being good. So you can try to maybe incorporate a game instead, try to get something going on like that.
Okay. And I know dogs have a more heightened sense of smell compared to humans here, but mm-hmm. how is their hearing compared to ours?
Oh, their hearing's much better than ours. They can hear frequencies that are well out of our range. And that's, like I said, when maybe thunder different electrostatic things going through the air that we don't hear, some of those high tunes they're going to hear.
Okay. And we're talking with Dr. Sue Nelson here, clinical professor in the Pet Health Center at the Kansas State University Veterinary College of Veterinary Medicine. Let's talk about other disaster preparedness you can do for your pets here in the event of severe weather.
Right, because severe weather is upon us, and so having a disaster kit ready for your pets isn't as important for them as it is for us. So making sure you have several days' supply of medications, if they're on medications, a good week would be a good rule of thumb. Having some food and water that's going to be ready to go and transportable should you need to leave your house. So I have a bag that's packed, extra leashes, a carrier for your smaller pets, so your pocket pets, your cats. One thing for your cats that will make this a lot easier is to leave that carrier out and about in the house in a visible area, maybe even feed them in their carrier so it's not a scary place for them. That's helpful for if you need to track them down right away and try to get them into a carrier to evacuate your house. It's also very helpful for veterinary trips that they don't go running when they see the carrier come out of the closet.
Yeah, and, you know, and cats, I know they're a little more mobile here than dogs, especially if you have outdoor cats. Bring them inside here if you know the severe weather is imminent.
Yeah, if you know there's a severe storm coming your way, yeah, if you can get them inside, you know, the sirens are going off, take your pets down to the basement just like we're going to go.
Okay. And you said about a week's worth of those supplies here. That's generally the rule of thumb here.
Yeah, food, water, supplies, any kind of bedding that you might need.
All right. Medication, obviously, is on that list as well.
Yeah, and it's always a good idea to have the name of your veterinarian written down and in your evacuation kit for your pets. So when you are gone, you have that information at hand. You remember their name or the name of the clinic. You'd be surprised how many people sometimes forget those little details like that. So you can get a hold of them afterwards.
All right. Let's take a quick time out here. We'll come back with more of Dr. Sue Nelson, Kansas State University College of Veterinary Medicine, right after this on News Radio KMAN.